That's so awesome. 12,000 smiles. Oh.
That's 12,000 and counting. Not every institution is made of bricks and steel. Some are less substantial.
I do usually call it or reference it a world of smiles, a yarn ball. Official titling, it is a cardboard dodecahedron that is covered with multiple colors of yarn that have been made into a smile tied together to represent a hope and a positiveness for this earth.
That's Evansville storyteller Susan Fowler, who for the past 7 years has carried around an ever-growing ball of yarn to classrooms, workshops, churches, and birthday parties across the country as she talks about diversity and the environment.
Okay, so can you find the grasses and can you find the love?
Oh my gosh.
So,
over 12,000 pieces of yarn, each one 12 inches long, each one making this institution a little heavier, a little larger, a little more real. How is Fowler so sure she has the count correct?
What exactly do you have there? What is that?
I call it the diary.
She knows because she documents each occasion in a loose folder bound with, what else, yarn.
April 20th, 2007. Visit to U of E students, new chapel, 31 smiles. That's the first 31.
Why do you do this?
You mean like why since 2007 I've been carrying a big ball of yarn around?
And documenting it, by the way.
And documenting the smiles? Sorry, it is just such a good question. Why? Will I get encouraged? People say, well, can you come tell a story? And will you bring your yarn ball with you? You know, so sometimes it gets asked for. Why do I keep doing it? It's probably for my own bit of optimism, too, is that when I travel this around, it reminds me of the,
of like, say, the 12,000 people that came up to tie a piece of yarn on. And so I want to tell their story. It's not my story. It's their story about people that are doing, that are caring. So, oh, goodness. Here I'm talking about a yarn smile. And I'm tearing up. Shoo.
So you're a professional storyteller, but the thing that impacts you most emotionally is the thought that you're carrying around everyone else's stories.
Yes. Yeah, so I feel, I have a legacy to take care of. When I do this in 2007, some of these young children are not young children anymore. so I'll have a person that now can drive their car and they come around. They're like, hey, I added one of those smiled minds way down there. And then they put their finger in here and they squirrel it around and they try to feel and find their yarn. People identify with it. They feel connected. They feel a part of it. And I feel that.
July 25, 2009, Camp Ginger Cascade, Hickory, Lenore, North Carolina, at the campfire, 85 smiles added, total of 6,191 smiles.
Have you ever, when you've had it out, had something happen where you were concerned it was going to get destroyed?
Well, this is a really good, people want to play basketball with it. I'm like, woo, it's not a basketball. It's not a rubber band ball. There's a confusion. It is not a rubber band ball. It has a lot of give, but it doesn't really bounce. And I was in the mountains of North Carolina in the summer of 2009, and I was just over 6,000 smiles. I had been 10 days at a Girl Scout camp called Camp Ginger Cascade, and the brownies just loved it. And one evening, I brought this up to their campsite, and we told a story, and everybody got a piece of yarn, and those girls got so happy. It got a great big brownie hug. In fact, I think I had like 7 or 8 brownies. They looked like they were going to take a nap on it. They all laid down on it. But there on that mountaintop, my earth started to collapse. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got over 6,000 pieces of yarn and my dodecahedron is falling in, some of the cardboard was getting wounded. And you could feel there was like a dent in this one side where some of those brownies got really happy with it. In 2010, Shelley Kirk turned 50. 50 smiles added to the dodecahedron for a total of 7,113.
You know, it occurs to me that one of the things that happens when we have an object bias a lot, 7 years, that we could sometimes take it for granted.
I thought you were going to say that you begin to look like each other. Sorry, I'm like... you do ponder at times when you say, you know, do you take something for granted? Does it feel fresh every time? You know, like, okay, when I reach these milestones, like I got the first mile or, you know, kind of pushing hard to get that second mile of smiles, it was like, ooh, you know, when will I lose the enthusiasm for this? Or when will things quiet down or something? And it just kind of continues. And I think the story has developed in that after that second mile, so then I could say I have miles of smile. It wasn't so much about collecting the smiles as it was about sharing the smile. August 10, 2014, Eastside Christian Church, Evansville, Indiana. Smiles added, reaching the goal of 12,000. Dun da da da, dun da da da. The goal of 12,000. Woo!
In a world where there's fighting in Gaza, trouble in Ukraine, rioting even on the streets of suburban St. Louis, you may wonder about the importance of a yarn ball. You might question whether it's media hype to call something so seemingly insignificant an institution. But I think there's a group who would respectfully disagree, and they now number 12,000 and counting. When I asked for her final thoughts, I expected this professional storyteller to have some profound or perhaps delightful way to sum up 7 years of yarn ball wisdom. Instead, Susan Fowler simply told me of another invisible thread linking every story that is or ever will be on the yarn ball to one more person.
So in the last couple of days, I've been thinking about, you know, the chance to come and see you and to talk and thinking, how did I get so excited about smiles? And my mother had this uncanny ability. We would say a word and she would, you know, start to sing a song, a musical piece, or, you know, you'd say Iowa and she'd start, Iowa. And so if you say the word smile, one of her favorite was this Judy Garland song of the, smile though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your tears and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow there'll be a sun come shining through. If you just smile.